The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm just going to let you know now that in today's episode, there is a man who confesses that he is trying to encourage his wife to have a threesome. And I want to come out the gate with that because there might be some people that are uncomfortable with that. And there might be the majority of you who want to listen.
Yeah,
and
right?
I want to find out more. You just have to listen. You have to. It's
one of the best confessions we've had in a while.
It's one of the most informative conversations we've had in a while. Because there's a lot of homies out there who are very ignorant to this idea.
Your statistics.
I was going to say, I think people will be surprised on our takes on it, too.
Our takes, but honestly, just the numbers on how it affects your relationship. Is it good for your relationship? Is it bad? Well, let's all take a listen now. You know, one of the biggest artists in the world, arguably the biggest artist right now in the world, is going on tour. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're talking about Bad Bunny. And before we hit the mic, We had something completely different that we're going to discuss. But the power of Bad Bunny is, to some people, they don't get it. They don't understand it. I've been a fan probably since 2017. He just hit the scene in 2016, and he's running the world. He's got a stadium tour.
Has a person, right, who admires Bad Bunny but doesn't even speak Spanish. His voice kind of operates in this like frequency, right? Of like,
well, they've done studies on like people's tone of voice.
And yeah,
his voice is in that tone that is the most appealing. It's just, Drake has the exact same tone.
If you ever see me out rapping, singing like Bad Bunny, just know I'm a little intoxicated.
And he doesn't speak Spanish.
I know, that'd be awful. But what do you think it is? Let me say something. Obviously, Automatic, you just said he's got that tone. Anthony, you're like, you recognize it without even knowing. Drake's got the same tone. I think personally, the way he operates with his girlfriend makes him 50 million times more attractive.
I love their
relationship.
Dude.
He's with Gabriela. He could be with anybody he wants. She's beautiful. The way he treats her.
That's
how Automatic treats me.
Women love good men. All women love good men.
Yes.
And all women love loyal men.
Yes.
Especially slut.
What?
I'm telling you, nobody.
Why do you say that?
Okay, all right, listen.
We got
very real about my relationship yesterday at this segment, and we're going to do it again right now. Has a guy who's coming out of a relationship, right, when women know you've been honest throughout that relationship and there's no dirt on you, oh my God, are they like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, you're way more attractive.
And that's what's going on.
You're in the 30% more attractive realm.
And Bad Bunny has that with 30 times. More than money. Okay, that's enough. But and then also on another note, Dana, I want to respectfully request that we don't talk about my relationship until I move out the apartment at least.
Okay.
Can we do that? All right, it's off the table.
I'm proud of you for bringing it up.
We're just getting it done right now.
Nipping in the bud. Just stop her where she's at.
Now everybody knows. Anthony is single again.
But,
and now
it's a
let's
process.
I can't wait till we have this discussion.
Okay, yeah, it's peanut brittle. Talk about that. How about talking about some peanut brittle? All right. National Peanut Brittle. We also got National Green Juice Day and it's National Spouses Day. So go ahead.
Shout out to all these faithful spouses out there.
Yeah, faithful people. How about that? Honor the good
people.
Did
you know this was National Spouse Day before you started?
Dude, it's just here, bro. Of course. I didn't know anything.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned us on, this man's trying to turn his wife onto something that I don't know that a lot of women are down for. It's one confession. You get one call, 1 minute, no judgment. You're welcome to tap in right now. Send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will read it on the radio. But this is the confession we're going to discuss right now.
All right. I've been talking to my wife, and ever since I found out she had a slight attraction for women, I'm not going to lie, I kind of push it, and I'm trying to get a threesome out of her.
How many years in are you?
About four.
About four? Dog, you need to get an exact date if you want a threesome.
It's about four. You don't even know the woman's anniversary? And you trying to get her to do that? Come on, man.
Definitely got to keep her happy, for sure.
I think there's a lot more to this than just keeping her happy. You know, this is levels here. It's a fantasy that you want to make a reality.
Dog, what's your name, bro?
This is supposed to be anonymous.
You are. We don't want to know your name. We don't want to know your wife's name. For me as a woman, I will tell you right now that if DJ Automatic approached me with that, I would question our marriage. That's just me.
And that's why I know better than to even bring that up.
I don't think you should say
that's
something.
That's the only reason you know better?
I mean, that's... Well, I mean, yeah.
What's the number one male
I don't think you have to, like, question the marriage. I think you should be grateful that your husband's being honest and communicating these wants and needs, right?
Well, women have wants and needs, too.
Yeah, of course they do,
and
right?
And how you think men are going to feel with those wants and needs. You have to think about your partner as well. A fantasy can remain a fantasy. You can still have all of those thoughts and fulfilling, you know, sexy time without hurting your partner and endangering your relationship.
Right.
You know, because let me tell you, if she told her man she was looking up, you know, certain things or certain things made her feel good or she wanted, he would not appreciate it even a little bit. It's a fantasy, bro.
But he told her that she liked women.
Yeah. So if she likes women, then it's not.
Said she just gave him an inkling of a slight attraction. He's probably
all he needed was that inch. Now he's going to take it a mile.
I think if you have to really kind of coax and, like, convince your woman to have a threesome...
It's just a bad idea.
You're not built for it, dog.
Well, Automatic found two studies about couples who actually went down this road. And what were the findings?
They went down, yeah. 65% of them said that it ruined their marriages, ruined their relationships. It just wasn't a good thing. Obviously, there's 35% of them that they said it was... that nothing changed or that now they're more attracted to their partner because they saw a whole new part of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some people are happy in, what are they, poly relationships where it's more than one person?
I have to tell you about a radio contest that I remember this rock dude did. Remember when the rock shows, like when Howard Stern and the Rockers were relevant, and this famous rock guy gave away trips to the Bunny Ranch. The Bunny Ranch is an all-woman legal house of prostitution.
Outside of Vegas.
It's still there. And this man won, took his wife, and she said, I want to help you fulfill your fantasy. And he called us because we were having this discussion. He said, man, let me tell you, at first everything was great. And then I was done and I had to watch my wife have the time of her life. And he said, it was the worst experience for me.
Nobody wants to see that.
And he said, it really, really hurt their marriage because...
Better bring a blue pill next time.
he said, not only that it hurt his ego. And now he owes her one.
Oh.
She said,
Reverse card?
Yes, sir.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
So now I have to think about the fact that she can always bring, and then I'd have to watch her again.
Dude. And other chicks is always fun until your wife, you know, meets her hammer.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's not good,
no,
dude.
Yeah, it's just a bad idea all around.
Live the way you want to live. But just remember that fantasy, in my opinion, is fantasy for a reason. And it will live forever in your mind. It could ruin your relationship forever. And just better make sure it's worth it.
It's something to do with a girlfriend that you're not too serious with. It's not something you do with somebody that you're married to.
That sounds like you're admitting something. That's
what's
up. That's what's up. Confession.
Is there something you did that I need to know about?
As we keep this party moving.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single human being has something in common. Rich, poor, Latino, black, white, man, woman, non-binary, whatever you want to call yourself. We all die. But what if I told you right now that you could live forever?
Forever, ever, forever,
this news is so big. In case you missed it, I'm going to share it with you. I always go last. I know everybody in this room is like, what? Okay, so DJ and Matt, go first because I want to get to my story.
So if you've been thinking about getting into Bitcoin and getting on that Bitcoin bandwagon, now might be a good time. Bitcoin just lost $1 trillion in value.
Oh, right now. Buy low, right?
So buy on the dip.
So you could spend like $20.
And well, no, because a Bitcoin is worth $34,000 right now. But
who in the world has that kind of money, DJ Autumn? I don't have $34,000.
Well, just a few months ago, it was worth $67,000. In the past 2 weeks, it's lost more than 20% of its value. As somebody who does a little bit of crypto here and there, I will say that right now is a great time to invest. But if you were already invested, it sucks.
There is a story floating around about the man who created the first cryptocurrency, got married, and he died. And that cryptocurrency is worth nada.
Why?
It was seen as a pyramid and Ponzi scheme. It is worthless.
Until
I can like hold Bitcoin, until I can go seriously anywhere in the world and use it, I'm sorry.
I feel like we're still probably about 5 years out between the whole Bitcoin NFT craze. I think it's going to take
a little while out. I feel like it's a sophisticated Herbalife scam.
Hey, shout out to Herbalife over here, too. And I love DJ Automatic's financial forecast. If you see a Bitcoin investor out there, hug him because he may be dropping some curse words.
Thanks.
But he's not the only person dropping curse words because all of us Americans are dropping curse words. A software company that filters out profanity from different websites says the use of swear words has more than tripled over the past 18 months.
No sh- We're in a pandemic.
Oh, man.
What do you think? People lost their jobs. Inflation is up. Groceries, I can't spend. Gas, my goodness.
That was your swear word for the week.
That's it for me.
Oh, man. Casey Vista, swearing on Facebook is up 41% since 2019, and bad words are up about 30% on Twitter.
And I forgive everybody, because if there's ever been a time to swear, it's now. Like I said, with everything going on in the world, and the worst part about it is the politicians in charge on both sides of the aisle pretend like nothing's happening.
Well,
if you do this, we'll save the world. People are hungry. Do you even care? No. Just tell us.
Joey's out there dropping F-bombs too, though.
So. Come on, man.
I saw that President Joe Biden on a hot mic. He's mad too.
Thanks.
All right, so in case you missed it, Elon Musk's brain implant company, Neuralink, is now hiring a clinical trial director. This is an indication that the company's goal of implanting chips into human brains is near. This will allow us to save and replay our memories and eventually download them into a robot or new body. Monkeys that are being tested right now have these implants. They play video games with their thoughts. No controller, no connection. They think it, and it absolutely 100% happens. And then they download the memories, and the same game can be played from a robot.
Did I not tell you this was coming, Dana? Did I? How long have I been saying this?
Oh, my. This is insane. The
implant, we're going to live forever. Well, we're just going to live inside a computer.
The implants will also help a variety of neurological disorders, even paralysis.
Oh.
Someone who's paralyzed may walk because of this brain implant. Who's going to volunteer, though? Who's going first?
Not me, dog. Not
me
at all.
Either.
Basically, what you're telling, well, that person wouldn't walk, but their mind would be walking, right? Because it would just be a robot body.
Everything in your mind would be transferred into an inanimate object, and you could live forever.
What would you live inside of? Because nobody wants to live inside of just a boring old computer. I mean, I guess you could be a robot, but that'd be boring, too.
Freaking Rihanna's bed. That's what I want to live as.
They're going to put your brain in Rihanna's, all the memories in Rihanna's bed. I guess if you can say wherever, that's your choice. All right. Would you want to live forever? Would you volunteer for this? Add us now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West, for the first time, sat down for an interview, and he's speaking openly about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson. I'm going to play the audio for you right now inside the Daily Dirt. This story and more, the best gossip, Anthony A. Let's kick it off with famous people's birthdays.
We got wrestler Sasha Banks celebrating her birthday. And the one, the only, Ellen DeGeneres is celebrating her birthday today.
Okay, so congrats to Cardi B. She just won a lawsuit against Latasha Kibbe, who made multiple egregious claims against Cardi. It's too much for the radio.
She was saying some crazy stuff about Cardi.
Crazy.
Said she was
hurtful.
A prostitute.
What?
Said she had herpes.
What?
Oh. Said all kinds of crazy stuff.
There's a lot more. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's inside my story. Either way, the jury said, Cardi, you get $3.8 million.
I wish somebody would say I was a prostitute. I wish they would say I was.
Would they be lying?
People fucked up big time.
Times are dark in 2020, dog.
You're like, 2 years later, I'm still trying to make some money. All right, now we're going to move on to Drake. He won a XXL award for Album of the Year. Jay Electronica, considered one of the elite in hip-hop, sent out a controversial tweet that says, for Drake's verse alone in Champagne Poetry, he deserves to be carved into the pyramids. Woo, he set the hip-hop world on fire with that comment. Is he right, though? Is anybody bigger than Drake?
I respect Jay Electronica's point of view, but
Is he bigger than Kanye?
No, he's not bigger than Kanye. He's not even bigger than...
Musically?
I mean, that take is like 5 years too late. Like, you know, Jay Electronica should have dropped an album instead of tweeting that thing.
All right. Speaking of Kanye West, he's talking about Pete Davidson and his estranged wife, Kim Kardashian.
How you gonna bring me to SNL and kiss the dude you dating right in front of me? After I went and got the laptop from Ray J myself that night. And then I gave it to her and she cried when she saw it. You know why she cried when she seen that laptop? Because it represents how much she's been used.
No, she cried because she said the video wasn't on there. Kim Kardashian just clarified that whatever he bought didn't contain the original video.
Oh.
And Ray J still profits from that. He makes about $150,000 to $300,000 monthly.
Whoa.
Off that tape right there.
They should make another one. I mean...
Part two? I can't believe you just said that. Oh, my gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of your favorite fast food restaurants and one of mine, Taco Bell, has news. And it involves food. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. And food news, hottest hashtags on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
The first hashtag today is a serious one. We have an update on Alexis Avila. She's the Hobbs, New Mexico teen who threw her baby into a dumpster. Obviously, that's one of the biggest parents' courts we've ever discussed in a long time. I mean, the story was sad. It made national news. There is an update on her son, the little boy. Oscar Astorga said his 16-year-old son, Steven, had no idea that his ex-girlfriend, Alexis Avila, was pregnant. She had said to him she had a miscarriage. So now her story of, I didn't know I was pregnant, none of it's adding up. They are fighting for custody. That being said, there are several 911 calls that were made accusing Steven of assault against Alexis. This is not a good story. All I can hope for is that this child is placed in a safe environment.
It sounds like the best environment is going to be away from their parents.
I don't know. I mean, maybe his parents can. I don't know, though. But if he was beating this girl up.
Yeah, it just sounds like a horrible situation.
It just
all
sounds
the way
like
around.
A horrible. We just want the baby to be safe. So I will keep you updated on that as this story develops. Now, hard pivot. We're going to talk about food news.
Nom, nom, nom.
Taco Bell has added 3 new burritos to their Craving Value menu. Mm. And I'm excited about it. They got the Fiesta Burrito, they got the Chipotle Ranch Grilled Chicken Burrito, and the Beefy Melt Burrito.
The beefy melt, yeah.
So I was say, far, wasn't the beefy melt
I'm familiar with the beefy melt. I feel like it already
not
exists.
This is a new one. This is a new one, and right. It's a dollar more. These are $2 a burrito, but that's decent, right? You get 2 of those, and you're good.
What are you doing here, dude? This is once again why the bean and cheese is forever the great. Always going to be 99 cents, dog.
Yeah, man, it is
always
good.
On that dollar menu, bro.
My favorite Taco Bell thing to order is the tostada with no red sauce and a bean burrito with no onions. Add sour cream, extra red.
Well, right. We're glad we got to hear your Taco Bell order.
Dog, you ever spend $16 on yourself at Taco Bell?
I spent 20.
Oh,
and then I just looked at myself like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you really got to
spend a lot of time in the bathroom after this. National Day, Anthony Day.
Talk about a hard pivot. It's National Green Juice Day. All right, green juice. All right, go
after
for that.
Taco Bell, yeah. You definitely need that the next day. Do a cleanse.
Today's the day to celebrate love. We have National Spouses Day.
Oh, I love you, DJ Automatic. Thank you for being my favorite person on Earth.
Oh, there
the
you go.
That's very nice. I love you, too.
And Dana Cortez, why does a duck have feathers?
Anthony A., why does a duck have feathers?
To cover their butt quack. Sorry for the potty humor. It's Thomas Crapper Day. Oh. All right.
Who's Thomas Crapper?
Thomas Crapper is the man who invented the circled drain toilet.
Oh, he's like the modern day toilet.
The modern day toilet that we use, he is the man who invented it in 1910.
Wait. So does that mean that crapper is actually, that's why people call a toilet a crapper?
No, that's just a crappy coincidence.
Oh.
I knew it. He was born to do this because his name is Crapper. Crapper was already a thing.
Yeah, dude. He was born.
You sure about that? I'm going to look that up.
According to CBS, this man was born to
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Well, a Texas woman is in trouble. Her name is Rebecca Taylor, 49 years old, and she was shoplifting at Walmart. Ooh. She tried to shoplift a baby. No, it was just a shock. That was just a shock. They're not releasing the name of the woman that this lady approached. Obviously, she wants to remain anonymous. Someone's trying to buy your baby.
You
know, she said, at first, I thought the woman was kidding around.
That used to be my mom's favorite joke to me. She's like, I'm going to sell you one day.
Well, had she only known Miss Taylor, she would have been offered $500,000.
Oh, she would have sold me quick, dog.
She had 250 cash in the car ready to go.
Hey, it doesn't end up so great for Miss Taylor, though, because she was arrested by local police.
Now, she's been charged with the sale or purchase of a child, which is a third-degree felony.
Yeah, that's only 5 or 10 years in jail.
Ooh, dude. Well, I mean, she kind of got off lucky because, you know, being a parent, that's a lifetime commitment.
Oh, no, that's life, dude. That's... Well, listen to this one. Science can now determine when you'll die just by looking at your eyes.
Oh, what does that look mean?
The new study is called the retinal age gap. It suggests that if your retina is aging faster than the rest of you, you are 67% more likely to die within the decade.
Why don't they just call it the death stare?
Well, that makes me a little bit worried because that means when you start losing your sight, if you're really young, you only got 10 years. That doesn't make any sense.
No. So what they determine is that the eye tissue shows signs of disease or bad health way before any other symptoms would pop up on like a blood test or, you know, just a doctor giving you a checkup.
So that's not even a light at the end of the tunnel. You're just blind. You just can't even see.
You're just getting closer to death.
Yeah,
That's so sad. I hate that WTF.
Well, this lady in Michigan thought she died from happiness when she checked her email. All right, I'm going to call this story, Why Wasn't This Me? A Michigan woman found out she won $3 million after checking her spam email folder.
Oh, what?
That's right. Laura Spears, a 55-year-old woman from Michigan, saw that the Powerball was climbing, and she figured, hey, I'll go buy an online ticket. You can buy online lottery tickets.
They have online lottery tickets?
That's the thing I didn't know about either. M&M really doing it up there in Michigan, really doing a difference there.
Yeah, you know.
But goes on to say that the news reported that nobody had claimed a ticket. She checked the ticket 3 weeks later and found out she won $3 million.
Notice how the state sent it to her spam. They didn't want her to collect her money. Hey, joke's on you.
I'm checking my spam right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The day is January 26th, and we got music facts with DJ Automatic now here on the Dana Cortez Show. Let's get it started.
We're gonna start with birthdays. We got Kirk Franklin celebrating today.
Taking me to church.
Next birthday, we got Anita Baker. I'm in love,
sweet love. Again, taking me to church.
And the last birthday we have today is DJ Jazzy B of Soul to Soul. Back to life,
back to reality. Man, that's a classic throwback right there.
We're going to start in 1998 because on this day, Puff Daddy was nominated for 5 American Music Awards, the most of any artist that year. Now, what y'all want to do? Want to be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. He didn't take home any awards that night, but guess what he did take home? Big checks. The man is a millionaire and he's a mogul in the business world.
He's
shout
almost
out to Puffy.
A billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now we're going to 1999. On this day, Foxy Brown released her second album, China Doll. Catch me at the hot spot. The album debuted at number 1, went platinum. Album was full of a lot of raunchy rhymes. So when your parents try to tell you, we didn't used to listen to hip hop like that, yes, they did.
Liars!
And here's another unknown fact. Jay-Z wrote this record.
Ah, nice.
Actually, Jay-Z wrote a lot of Foxy Brown's records. And today in 2014, Justin Timberlake received 7 nominations at the 56th Grammy Awards.
I bet JT won some awards.
He won 3 of them. He won Best R&B Song, Best Rap Collabo for Holy Grail with Jay-Z, and Best Video for Suit and Tie.
Holy Grail is one of my favorite songs. I thought him and, you know, Jay-Z coming together, and they did the whole tour that year. I thought it was a great, you know, collaboration.
I actually think the 2020 Experience album you're talking about with Suit and Tie is Justin Timberlake's best album.
And last, we're going to 2020. On this day, Billie Eilish, at only 18, wins 4 of 9 Grammys she's nominated for. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy.
Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I remember being there, and we were doing news. We're the only radio group on the red carpet. And I saw her face with that last award. It was Best Artist of the Year, Best New Artist of the Year. And she was praying to not get it. She did not want that award. She thought that there were too many accolades. She thought other people deserved it.
Well, she was thinking, I think a lot of people were thinking that Lizzo was going to win it. But Billie won it. She won that one. She won Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year.
And she's just incredibly talented. But
she is.
Understand, she's 18. That's a lot of pressure, you know, for her. But shout out to Billie Eilish. She's one of my favorite artists.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we had a homie call in and say that ever since his woman was fantasizing about other women, he has been dreaming of the possibility of bringing another woman into the bedroom.
I've been talking to my wife, and ever since I found out she had a slight attraction for women, I'm not going to lie, I kind of push it, and I'm trying to get a threesome out of her.
Oh, so if you've been venturing down this same thought pattern, we got some things to consider before swinging that episode, because you may not be that guy. I was looking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and that's right, we had a one confession earlier where a homie admitted that he is trying to get his girl to participate.
Not his girl, his wife.
Oh, whoa.
Not his girl, his wife.
Automatic, and you instantly thought that having a
threesome with your wife is a horrible idea. I mean, there's levels of bad ideas, and that one's got to be the top. Yeah. And especially if you're the one who's suggesting it to her.
Yeah, dude, because you know what? All right, let me get to these tips, Automatic. You let me know. These are three things to consider before swinging that episode with two magical ladies. Number one, it will not fix your relationship.
Oh,
not at all.
It'll end your relationship is what it's going to do.
Number two, pre-adult time or pre-group adult time, the communication should be over-communicated. All right, you got to make sure that we're all on the same page going into this.
All right? Because, I mean, well, we all know once you get all charged up, you start thinking different.
And when I was going to have my first menage, this is actually where I failed. Because I wasn't in a relationship, right? It was after a night of partying. I was hanging out with a group of friends, and two of the group of friends, I didn't know that they were, you know, bumping donuts themselves. Well, I was so intoxicated that they walked me all the way to my bed and took my shoes off. And I looked at them and said, "All right, guys, I'll see you at brunch tomorrow morning." All right, we did not communicate. I did not execute the communication, and I dropped that one, guys. And the final thing is to consider before you want to bring another woman into your and your lady's adult time is if the thought of you having to tap out and see your lady being satisfied by another person is too scary for you, you are not ready to have that episode, my dude.
I'm not ready for that. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. Yeah, I don't want it to happen. Period.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How entitled would you have to be to think that you could walk into Walmart and buy a baby?
How many babies do you think she's bought?
I mean, she had $250,000 in her car.
That means
ready
she's
to go.
Bought kids. That means this is not something
What is she doing with the kids, though? What are you spending?
Selling them to other people. There are people that can't have kids and will do anything to have a child.
So this is like a hustle?
I don't know, but it's scary to me.
I keep thinking of, I usually go to condoms, I usually go buy condoms at Walmart.
It's a lot cheaper to buy condoms than buy babies,
baby,
that's for sure.
I buy baby blockers at Walmart. I don't ever go buy a whole baby.
It just scared me. I mean, of course, we laughed about it. We're making jokes about it. But if someone came up to me and seriously wanted to take my kid, I would probably poke their eyes out or something.
I wonder if there's anybody listening right now that's like, "I'd let you have my kid for $250,000. I'm sure some days they probably think that way.
But there's days I've thought of it. All right, here's more of the podcast.